Our New Testament reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stories to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It's time for us to welcome in our speaker this morning. We're joined this morning by one of our leadership team, church warden extraordinaire, the fabulous Tim Barnes. Good morning, Tim. Great. Well, Tim, I'm going to leave us all in your very capable hands. Let me take myself out of the stream. Looking forward to hearing what you've got to share with us today.
Right. Very good. Looks like I'm on. I hope you can all hear me. So today's reading is chosen for the specific date on our Advent journey. So that's Matthew 3:1-12. So an Advent, as you might well know, began last Sunday and importantly ends on Christmas Eve. So Advent means the coming, and it's a time of preparation to celebrate Christ's first coming and his eventual return. And that's, you'll remember that from Andrew speaking last week. So we all know how to celebrate the big day with jubilation and present giving and big feasts and family and friends. But how do we really do the preparation? And we're not talking about steaming puds or putting lights up and wrapping gifts here. So thankfully, this passage from Matthew about John gives us all the detail we need for preparation. John was the first recorded prophet to the Israelites in over 400 years. This was a culture whose very identity had been with God through the prophets, guiding and correcting them as a nation. And now they were a dominated nation in their own land. And their religious leaders were sucking up to the pagan Romans with the Roman palate of gods for their own gains. They were, the Israelites, they were at an all-time low, and they were expecting and needing a saviour. And John is not a random player here. We know from Luke that he was of a devout priestly line and heralded at his birth by the angel Gabriel, no less. And in his mother's womb, he jumped for joy at the proximity of Jesus. He was also predetermined by the prophet Isaiah, as that passage points out. In Isaiah 40, and tasked with the job of making straight the road, or getting the scene ready, getting the scene set, getting the people ready for the Messiah. And he's baptizing at the River Jordan, the same river where the Israelites would have crossed over into the promised land after their 40 years of wandering in preparation for the promised land. John's fellow countrymen would have been waiting for such an event. And here it is, Advent. In this passage, John uses two different groups of people to help us understand further how to get ready and get right with God. Firstly, there are the followers, the faithful, expectant ones, the people who came to the river to John asking for his help. This is God's chosen people waiting for their Messiah. They are looking to get closer to God. They had heard about John being a prophet and wanted in, and they were willing to repent. Then there are the religious authority of the day, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, who are coming for ulterior motives. They are there to look good and be seen. They have heard about John's popularity and want to get in on the act. But as we know from their later behaviour, they don't want to lose their position with Rome. They are too comfortable to see their God coming. They are too comfortable to repent. But John is having none of it. He can see right through them, and he accuses them of being two-faced and of poisoning their own countrymen with their laws and their adherences. Advent isn't about looking good with the chocolate boxes and the fairy lights on the outside, but it is about the journey of repentance and preparation to meet Christ. And what's magnificent about this passage is that Jesus himself is baptized, and following his baptism, the Holy Spirit descends on him. John uses a physical act to demonstrate his message of preparation. He is baptizing people in the waters of the River Jordan. We had a baptism here a couple of weeks back where we stood together as a family. This is in the real church. Where we stood together as a family and welcomed Teddy into the Christian family in our physical church. And in the words of that baptism, Teddy's parents spoke up for him and repented of their sins and Teddy's sins in exactly the way that John's followers would have asked and been asked to do so. There can be no greater demonstration that we, as humans, all need to repent. We all need to confess our sins before God and start again. So for us, baptism is the key and forgiveness is the door. So what else can we do in this season of preparation? Regular reading and prayer are two excellent disciplines to get our heads in the right place. Now, if prayer is a little bit sticky at times, or maybe it's something you are new to, there is no better way in than the prayer that Jesus gave us. You can try saying it slowly, say it one line at a time until that line sinks in, and you can repeat it over and over till it sinks in. And if after that there is more to say, you can say that to God too. It's okay, he's big enough. Let us pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
We praise and worship you.
Your kingdom come.
We wait for you. Help us prepare.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Help us now, Lord, in our situation, with those around us and globally.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Feed us, Lord, with your spiritual blessing, so we may know your presence in our lives.
And forgive us our sins.
Break down those walls that we build against you.
Help, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Help us, Lord, not to judge, but to love.
For yours is the kingdom.
You own all creation. Amen.